From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A bomb exploded outside a church in Alexandria, Egypt today. Officials say at least 21 people were killed. The Interior Ministry suspects a foreign-backed suicide bomber may have been responsible. The attack prompted angry demonstrations by Christians. At one point, Christians and Muslims hurled rocks at each other. Just hours after the attack, Pope Benedict ushered in the new year, denouncing violence against Christians. NPR Sylvia Pajoli reports the Pope's homily echoed his recent remark that a lack of religious freedom is a threat to world security.
The Pope pointed out that January 1st is the day the Catholic Church celebrates World Peace Day, and he focused on religious freedom and tolerance.
Il mondo ha bisogno di Dio.
The world needs God, the Pope said. It needs universal, shared, ethical, and spiritual values, and religion can offer a precious contribution to their pursuit for the building of a just and peaceful social order at the national and international levels. In recent months, Benedict has focused on the plight of Christian minorities throughout the world. Given the menacing tensions of the moment, Benedict said, and especially discrimination against Christians, once again I appeal to all not to yield to dismay and resignation. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The death toll from yesterday's tornadoes is now 7. Officials say a Missouri woman whose trailer was hit by a tornado died of her injuries. 3 other people had died in Missouri yesterday, while 3 people were killed by tornadoes in Arkansas. Snow is complicating travel today in Minnesota. State Patrol Sergeant Jesse Grabau says blowing snow is making driving treacherous.
The only thing we got going for us is it is daylight right now, so that's helping the visibility a little bit. The winds are kind of at times gusting up in areas. I mean, we're seeing anywhere from, maybe an eighth of a mile visibility up to, if we're fortunate, maybe a quarter mile or so.
He said Minnesotans are used to snow, but it's still a challenge. The Obama administration faces a continuing battle with for-profit colleges and universities. The Education Department is expected to release new regulations that could shut down some career-oriented programs. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Critics of these schools say their students pile up huge amounts of debt that taxpayers are responsible for. The new rules would require that graduates of career programs earn enough so they can repay their student loans. But the industry has been fighting back with a letter-writing campaign from students and former students saying their diplomas help them find good jobs. A number of members of Congress want the Education Department to start over with new rules. Wall Street is watching closely. A number of for-profit stocks have tumbled this year out of fear the industry is facing a major shakeout. Meanwhile, some schools are taking steps to ensure that students are more likely to succeed, or they're offering cost-free trials so that students can bail if they can't handle the work. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. Contract talks continue between Sinclair Broadcast Group and 2 cable TV companies, Time Warner Cable and Bright House Networks. A deadline for a new contract ran out at midnight, but all the parties agreed to extend the deadline for another 2 weeks. This avoids, for now, any interruption in programming for millions of cable customers. A new cable network created by Oprah Winfrey launches today. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports that the new cable network is being watched as closely by media critics as by Winfrey's core audience.
It took the so-called queen of all media to be the first to launch an entire channel around her persona, says TV critic Eric Deggans.
This is one of the most skilled people in media trying, I think, one of the most challenging things that she's ever done or that maybe anyone's done in television.
The channel once known as Discovery Health has been canceled to make way for the OWN network.
What if I could take every story that ever moved me?
OWN is co-owned by Winfrey's production company and Discovery. Discovery Health used to average only around 250,000 viewers nightly. Winfrey's syndicated daytime show gets over 6 million during this, its final season. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
For the first time, there's been a rain delay for a National Hockey League game. The Winter Classic, the annual outdoor hockey game, was scheduled for this afternoon at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. Officials decided to postpone the face-off until 8 p.m. Eastern Time because of rain. About 67,000 fans are expected at tonight's game between the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Washington Capitals. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington. Support.